Hi, this is Claire Casey, and you're listening to Part 3, Unit 1, which is called Holy Shit, It's Working, Now What? Also titled, Hey, Where Did All These Guys Come From, and How Many Can I Have? High five and a margarita for you, sugar. You are an incredible man magnet. And now that you have all this yummy man attention, you have to make some decisions because some of the men you'll be attracted to will be exactly the right kind of guys and some will be really bad for you. I think you know where we're going with this, right? And before you start digging around for that perfect man checklist, which you already burned and stomped on the ashes, remember? Let me say two things. Actually, three things. First of all, remember, there's no perfect guy. Just like there's no perfect woman. I mean, you and I come pretty freaking close, but seriously, let your vision be wider than some silly little or insanely long list. This is the man buffet, and there are lots of fabulous dishes to sample. Also, now is the time to go and read the Man of Your Dreams bonus. Have you read that? I wrote it for you. It's called How to Know If He's the Man of Your Dreams or the Little Boy of Your Nightmares. Now, the reason I ask you about this or mention this is that if you happen to be suffering from the painful syndrome I call there's only one soulmate out there for me, then you'll find out exactly why that's not true at all if you read that bonus book. In fact, there are lots of potential soulmates out there for you, and the Man of Your Dreams bonus will help you see exactly how this is true, true, true. So get the cure. Go read that bonus right away. And finally, dating someone doesn't mean you're planning to marry him. What are your goals right now? Do you want to just date a little bit? Are you trying to heal after an ugly breakup? Would you simply enjoy going out with a sexy, smart, or funny new guy? Are you looking for no strings attached, rolling hay? Because all these things will impact your dating choices, of course. The man buffet was made for browsing, sampling, trying new things, and of course, for finding the kind of guy you'd like to marry. So here are a few pointers before you dig into it that are going to help you sort them out. Sorting the keepers from the throwbacks. Before you go any further, you may want to do the following exercise. In fact, I recommend that you do to help you orient yourself to the kinds of men you have worked out with before and the ones that just did not connect with your heart or your life, even though you tried. So make a list of all the guys you've dated in the past and under each one's name, write three things. Number one, a few words about what initially attracted you to him. Number two, a few words about what you ended up really liking about him. And number three, a few words about what broke the deal for you, you know, why the relationship ended, if applicable. Really, all you need is a few words, just enough to jog your memory. Now, look over your list and see if you recognize any patterns. If you intend to break old habits, now is your chance. If you really do find yourself attracted to the kind of guy with a particular winning characteristic, that is helpful to know going in. And, did you just see in your list some not-so-winning characteristics? Well, don't worry. Sometimes we're attracted to men who just aren't good for us, and simply knowing that is half the battle. The other half of the battle, of course, is not sticking with those guys. And the good news is that you don't have to ever settle for those guys or for any guy for that matter, because there are plenty of better ones. In fact, dating a few Mr. Wrongs will help you understand exactly what you don't want so that you can weed those dudes out and find Mr. Fabulous much more quickly. And the truth is that there's a pretty good gap between keepers and the ones you need to release back into the wild. And once you realize which general area your man falls into, you'll be better equipped to make your decision about whether to let him continue to pursue you or whether you should show him the door. Now, if you just happen to have a list of a hojillion guys you've dated where it didn't work out, take a look at the following section and make sure you're not making this classic and easily fixable mistake. The monstrous difference between needing a relationship and wanting one. Do you know any girlfriendzilla women? They date 1,000 guys and have 1,000 failed relationships to show for it. No man can ever do enough to satisfy a girlfriendzilla's desperate craving for a relationship with a man and all the happiness a man can give her. Except that you can't really make someone happy. Each person has to find happiness and satisfaction within yourself first. So if you're in any way feeling desperate for a man, you're already in trouble. The best possible mental and emotional position to be in is where you want but don't need a man in your life. So here are 5 questions. Take a look at this short list of questions, or take a listen to it, and give yourself a score from 1, which is not true at all, to 5, which is very true, on each question, okay? Number 1. I am a very happy woman with or without a man. Number 2. I intentionally spend time with friends who make me smile. Number 3. Even when things get difficult, I feel deeply grateful for the good things in my life. Number 4. I'm doing things I really love. I don't need anyone's approval to be who I am and to live the life I've chosen. Number 5. I listen to my heart and spend time every day both growing and caring for myself. So, are you in danger of falling into the girlfriendzilla danger zone? If your score on any of the above items is a 3 or below, then you might have some sweet little gifts you need to give yourself. Bet you didn't expect me to say that, did you? Well, I hope you want lots of presents. That's right, it's open your presents time. And these are all things that you're going to love. If you aren't feeling happy, independent, grateful, passionate, and loving toward yourself, here are just a few sparkling secret treasure boxes that I know are going to make you smile again. Be sure to open a few of these gifts every single day, because the more you do, the happier you'll be as you browse the amazing and wonderful man buffet. Number 1, fill your life with gratitude. An easy way to start this is by spending 5 minutes in the morning writing on a sticky note 2 or 3 of the things you're grateful for. It could be friends, the beautiful sweater you're wearing, that steaming hot coffee you're enjoying. You know, the more you make thankfulness and gratefulness a habit, the happier you are going to grow, and the less you'll be looking for a man or anyone else, really, to make you happy. Number 2 present, stop making excuses and stop blaming yourself. There is just no good that comes from that, is there? Everybody makes mistakes. You're going to make them. I'm going to make them. Things don't always turn out the way we plan. But when you become relentlessly focused on the way to keep moving forward rather than looking backward, you'll soon become the kind of woman everyone wants to be with. Number 3 present, simplify your life. Sometimes the desire to consume starts to eat up your heart. Well, don't let it happen to you. Declutter your apartment, clean your closet, pay off some debts. Don't let the I want syndrome cripple your ability to enjoy the joys that each person and situation brings into your life. Number four, present. Keep dreaming and working toward your dreams. Listen, don't you let anything stop you from making small steps every day toward the future you envision. Are you thinking about being a world-class chef, writing your first novel, running a 5K? What can you do today that will get you a bit closer? Because if you can get these simple but powerful gifts working for you, you'll naturally stop putting all your focus on hoping a man will solve your problems or fulfill a need you're experiencing or fix something you need fixing. Once you get out of the need a man zone, you'll not only be nourishing your own soul more, you'll also immediately become more attractive to men, which is nice how that works, huh? So the key in seven little words: want a man, don't need a man. All right, last thing. Here's how to double your lots of presents that I just gave you. This is about maintaining your unique identity, even if you're part of a happy couple. This is my last word before you hit the man buffet. I'm going to keep it short. If you can master the simple section I just told you about, all of which you've already been thinking through because of earlier sections of Capture His Heart, you will be one of the happiest, most balanced women when you date the men who chase you. But there is, and you need to know this, a trap in any new couplehood. Being with someone you really enjoy, someone who brings gifts of their own to the relationship, can make us lazy. Yes, I said lazy. Because it's a little bit of work to ensure that you are a happy, independent, grateful, passionate, and loving toward yourself. And it's a great temptation to allow a man to start taking on some of that work for you. Instead, you want to double your presents, not cut them in half. And the way to do that is to A, keep giving yourself all those gifts, all those presents I told you about before, while also B, enjoying the gifts a man brings to the relationship. You should have both. Don't stop seeing your girlfriends and other people who make you smile. Don't quit school or stop making that tiny baby step forward toward your dream every day. Don't think, oh, I'll get back around to that later. Because the longer you leave that work undone, the more you lose the habit of being an independent, happy woman. So keep on being the kind of wonderful woman an amazing man falls in love with, because that's also the kind of woman a man would fight to ever keep from losing.